Star 94.1, and we welcome Jonathan Nelson. Jonathan, how are you, man?
Hey, HJ, I'm doing good. How are you, sir?
Hey, just fine.
Good.
Listen, a lot of folks are just beginning to find out who Jonathan Nelson is. You have written a lot of great songs. How does it feel coming out of the shadows, if I can say coming out of the shadows?
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll tell you what. It's a great feeling. This is what I'm supposed to be doing. That's the greatest part of this next level where God has taken me, because I know without a shadow of a doubt that this is what I'm supposed to be doing. I'm supposed to be delivering his message through song to the body of Christ, and it's an awesome, awesome experience for me.
When you wrote the song Healing and you got great response from the area, from the Baltimore area, the D.C. area, and then Donald Lawrence took that song to another level, how did it make Jonathan Nelson feel?
You know, God is like really clever, as we always say. Donald and I, we kind of say that God is clever, because the way he orchestrates your life to meet the right people to help assist you, and then for me to create a song, and it really was in celebration of the experience of my life, and then, you know, I had patterned some of my styling for that particular song after Donald, because I study his music. And to have my mentor take the music to the very next level, man, it really is an overwhelming response. I'm telling you, I don't have a lot of words for what God is really doing in my life. They just say this line. I think this is the best line. Favor ain't fair, but it's good.
Hey, I heard that. Let's do some name association. Let's take you back to your father's church, and the name comes up, Karen Clark Sheard.
Yes. Back in about 2000, I believe, Karen came. My father has a conference every year in the summertime, and Karen came, and my father said, get a guest psalmist. I said, yes, sir. The only person I could think of was Karen Clark, and because she's one of my favorites. She's my big sister, and I'm like, we getting Karen. So we got Karen. I put, you know, the singers behind her, which was then, you know, some of the youth choir from the church and just a couple of friends from the city. And Karen said, oh, my God, Jonathan, you guys were great. Thank you so much. You know, people, you know, butcher my music across the country, and you guys did it well. And so she asked us to sing for her again. From that experience, I met Ted from Ted and Sherry. Ted introduced me to Donald. Donald, we did some background work from him. We did some background work with Ted and Sherry. And then Donald heard us and said, you know what, man, you got to keep this group together. You got to do something with these guys. Y'all have a mature sound. Y'all are young, but it's a mature, fresh sound. You got to do something with these singers, Jonathan. I'm telling you, trust me when I tell you, I know what I'm talking about. And so from that experience, I started the group Purpose. And we have been doing background. Kim Burrell came in town. BB and CC Winans came in town. Michael McDonald. I mean, just several artists. Kurt Carr came in town. And each one has asked us to do something again with them when they come into town. And they kind of need a small group ensemble type thing. And that has brought us to this day.
Would you say you were in the right place? And you know what I'm talking about, right? Rudolph McKissick Jr. Tell us about that.
Well, again, it goes back to the roots at my father's church. At my father's church, every Sunday morning, he says, grab your neighbor and tell your neighbor, you're in the right place at the right time, for where Jesus is, heaven's there. Sitting in service, the Lord just dropped that melody and that tune in my head, got to the piano and worked it out. And I actually recorded that song back in 2002. And Troy Sneed of MTRO Gospel heard it and said, hey, man, we want to record this song. Is it okay? I'm like, hey, you're Troy Sneed. Yes. Of which, if I could go to the next thing, Troy Sneed then asked me to write a song for the Youth for Christ choir, of which that's where The Struggle Is Over came from.
Right.
So I've just been building a network and a team of people around me and just really building up the steps towards my future.
I talked to Troy Sneed earlier this year,
mm-hmm.
and he told me he received, a demo of Healing from Jonathan Nelson, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And he said it sat on his desk for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And he just happened to be going through some things, and he found the song Healing. But by that time, Donald had recorded it, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. And he said that made him look at a lot of things differently. Wasn't it interesting how you guys didn't hook up on healing, but you guys have hooked up on other things, and The Struggle Is Over, a great song.
Well, you know what? It's all a part, again, I think people have to really get in their heart and their mind and their spirit the importance of going through your process, you know, of building your blocks and building your steps towards the, and building your foundation to where God has taken you. But do it without irritation, do it without reservation, and do it with a pure heart and a pure spirit. I'm telling you, because for me, I wasn't trying to be a star. I was just trying to do what God called me to do and do what I love to do, which is music. I went to school for music, and so all of these pieces of the puzzle have been coming together. I mean, the Bible says our steps are ordered by the Lord. A man's steps are ordered. And I've been following my ordained steps. And then it says, in all thy ways acknowledge him, he'll direct your path. And so God has done just that. He has been directing my path.
How did it make you feel? We're going to talk about Bishop T.D. Jakes, A Wing and a Prayer, a Grammy.
Well, you know what? I wasn't able to experience the Grammy, but for it to be on that CD and it to get the attention that it got, the song Manifest was on that CD. I think that was the most one of the most incredible experiences. I mean, first of all, come on, it's Bishop T.D. Jakes.
Right.
And Steve Lawrence is the minister of music. He, again, heard my first project. All of these experiences stemmed from my first project and the song Manifest. Steve said, this song is speaking to me. Bishop has been preaching about Manifest. It's just the sound, and it's the message of this house. Can we record it? No, you're going to T.D. Jakes' church. You can't record it. Yeah, man. I'm like, go ahead. It's such a huge honor. Yes. And all of these people have recorded the music, and they stay true to the melodies. They stay true to the lyrics and true to the original sound.
Our guest is Jonathan Nelson.